Welcome to Just for a Moment. I'm Carol Murray, and this podcast is the second in a series of five conversations with subject matter experts Len Elder and Teresa Barnaby, which are going to air each Monday of this month. With over 20,000 hours in front of a classroom, Teresa and Len Elder wanted to bring their teaching skills to the next level. Therefore, they created Course Creators. Real estate educators, national speakers, classes at Course Creators are not your ordinary courses. Len and Teresa are energizing, inspiring, and you always walk away from a class with something to help increase your business, where their mission is to make certain that their clients get it, use it, and become more successful because of it, guaranteed. Teresa and Len also have created training CDs to help you with your business. They're very well-known national speakers, and they've taught classes, and they've had speaking engagements around the country in places like North Carolina, South Dakota, Arizona, Virginia, and Florida, just to name a few. They've also been featured speakers at the 2008 and 2009 National Association of Realtors conventions. These people are worth sitting down and listening to, and I'm delighted they're with me this month. Thank you again, both of you, for having this conversation this week.
Thank you, Carol.
Thank you, Carol. Glad to be back.
We kind of covered a few things in our first conversation about the avalanche of change that are coming in. It's paradigm shifts is the way that we look at the world. The business models are changing, how we communicate, and it all boils down to an attitude of understanding that it's not looking at what the problems are, but taking a look at the opportunities and taking advantage of it. I'd like to kind of switch gears a little bit for this week and talk about the book Ovation. In this book, you talk about skill-based ladder mastery as change in education. Can you tell me what you actually mean by that?
That is my favorite topic. I think in the past, across a lot of businesses, particularly in the real estate industry, most of the education that was being delivered was knowledge-based education. It was facts, figures, learn this law, know about this. And today what we're seeing is just this huge demand for more skill-based learning. Our students today are saying, don't teach me agency principles. Show me how to have an agency discussion with my client. Don't teach me the paragraphs of the purchase contract. Teach me how to overcome specific objections. Don't tell me about the general impact of social media and that I should be doing it. Show me what I need to be doing to be successful with it. So it's all really shifted from just information or knowledge over to teach me a skill that I can employ today that drives me further in my business. That's really the fundamentals of it.
Yeah, I think in the consumer's eyes, they want to be treated differently today than they ever have been before. And as the providers, we have to figure out, one, what they want, and then, two, deliver that. So in the classroom, whatever we're teaching anymore, it really has to be able to empower the student to walk out of the classroom and actually start implementing it, like tools right now. Give me a tool right now that will change the way I do business, that will help me become more successful. And I think the other thing, over and above application, is the mastery of that application. You know, if you look at most other industries, there's generalists and there's specialists. And I think the need is to go more towards the specialty. What do you master? I mean, just even just saying that word. I mean, Carol, say that word. Like, I master podcasts. I mean, when you say that, you, like, exude this level of confidence, you know. When you know that you're mastering something, you know you're the best at it, and nobody will take you down from there. When you master something, oh my goodness gracious, if you have that sense of confidence, I doubt that anybody would even bring objections to the table. But if they do, you'll master overcoming those.
I hear exactly what you're talking about, Teresa. In fact, one of the things that popped into my mind was about application and attitude.
Yes.
Applying what it is that they've actually learned rather than regurgitating it.
Definitely.
Yeah. In the past, I think most of the struggles in business is across the board has been the application of the information. It's because we weren't teaching the applications a lot of the time. And I think the most exciting thing about it, we talked last time about the technology. I call this another one of those social media fallouts. You know, social media is driven from the bottom up. Fair enough?
Mm-hmm.
It comes from the masses. And we're seeing that affecting education because in the past, a lot of the education, I'm going to say most of the education that was offered, it came from the top down. It was an administrative or regulatory agency saying, take this, take that. Today, it's driven by the agents and the business people saying, I need this. I have to learn that. I need to know these skills. And so it's driven from the bottom up, and it leaves us in a position where I think you're going to see the collective packaging of classes in ways we never even dreamed of. And I'll use the real estate industry as an example. You know, in the past, we just thought, well, we'll put this pack of classes together because that's what you need for renewal. And here's the series of classes across the category so you can get your renewal accomplished. But today, you know, we're packaging classes to achieve a specific business result for brokerages or the agents.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just kind of fun to play in that world.
Isn't it fun to see the reactions of the students as well? I know that about 2 months ago I did something. I went into a collegiate environment speaking to people in a master's program, and the three presenters in front of me just basically talked at them for their hour, and all of a sudden I come in and say, now here's some of the information, talk about communication, and literally launch them into a couple exercises that they really had to communicate in. And they weren't quite sure what to do with it. It was kind of fascinating to watch how they were startled at first, and then they really got into it. It was so unexpected to them. And it stuck out like a sore thumb, so I still to this day don't know if it was really, really well received or because it was so unusual in that format, whether it was not appropriate. And that's a hard balance for an instructor to be able to figure out, don't you think?
You know, Akira, I think this is what we need to think about. Let's just look at Facebook, okay? Facebook is successful because people want a platform to speak. They want a platform to be heard. And other people go to Facebook because they like to interact. They want to hear what's going on. They want to be involved. So why then, if we would take the fastest growing segment of communication out there called Facebook and watch the interaction and why that interaction is so huge, would we then sit and say, well, in the classroom, I have to just lecture and I'm the only one to be heard, where we know other people want to be heard and we know that people want to interact, then why would we not do exactly what everybody else is doing? Why would we think that okay, well, that's how they want to be on Facebook, but that's not necessarily how we should be in the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
We need to sit and say, no, this is how people want to be. In Facebook, those are people's real worlds right now. And all we have to do is watch how they interact there and move it into our classroom. So I think what you were saying about your whole, you know, let's communicate and let's do some exercises here instead of me just talk to you, feeds into exactly what we do every minute of every day or that we want to do every minute of every day that we're on Facebook. So I think you just fed right into where people are, and I think it's a standout because you gave them what they wanted.
Well, it's going to be interesting. In fact, taking a look at established paradigms and then you do something different, the question has to rise up, especially when we look at regulators and mandated educational courses.
Mm-hmm.
Are they taking these shifts into account?
You know, amazingly they are. I would say the vast majority of the regulators get it. And what you see happening is the addition of things like post-licensing courses, which allow all of that skill-based training. And, you know, they're starting to allow the teaching of marketing. Our technology classes, like VideoBiz, how to make videos, FaceBiz, how to use Facebook for business, you know, we got those approved for continuing education credit. And we've been successful with doing that in some other states as well. We wrote one of the first classes in North Carolina that involved technology, and they're now teaching a class there called Serving Your Clients in a Virtual World, and it's just full of skill-based technology learning. So, yeah, I would say they are certainly moving in that direction. And well, they're going to be forced in that direction by the demands of the licensees, I think.
And I have seen evidence of that as well. And so this is good
mm-hmm.
news for everyone that's listening on this podcast, because the world is not just a white elephant sitting out there and refusing to move. You are forcing the change, and people are listening. So I'm really excited about that. Teresa, Len, thank you very much for having this conversation with me today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Carol.
If you would like to learn more about Len Elder and Teresa Barnaby, you can contact them at the following website. First of all, www.coursecreators.com is their main website. Len's email is len@coursecreators.com, and his phone number is 520-808-0241. And Teresa Barnaby, B-A-R-N-A-B-E-I, you can reach her at theresab@coursecreators.com with a phone number of 520-631-4537. I'd like to thank all of you for listening to this edition of Just for a Moment. If you've got any comments that you'd like to share with others or with Len and Teresa, please email me at karel@karel.com. And this is Carol Murray, trying to make sure that I have the right application and the right attitude, and I'm signing off.